You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you also can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. So I want to welcome back to the studio. We have John Sprague, the team leader of Keller Williams Realty in St. Charles. Welcome back, John.
Always nice to be here. Thanks so much, Doug.
So we're talking about the three phases of success, and we talked about the first phase already, and that was to be able to set a SMART goal, and we went into detail on that. What is phase number two to be able to reach that ultimate success?
So really, for me, phase two, I think, would be getting into massive action. And it's not just getting into action or being busy for busy's sake. It's really about really focusing on the one thing. And, you know, it's really having that focusing question. And the thing that you should ask yourself as it relates to your goal of what you're trying to achieve is, what's the one thing that, should I do it, would make everything else easier or insignificant?
Mm-hmm.
And by answering that question, it'll...
Repeat that one more time. So what is the one thing...
that if by doing it will make everything else easier or insignificant? The point there is that it'll bring more clarity to the items that should have the highest priority on your list, and it'll allow you to go ahead and create a success list rather than a to-do list.
Right.
I like there, that.
I just remembered the quote. I was trying to think in the break. Most people major in minor things.
Right. They major in the minor
things of life, and trying to figure out that one thing is what we need to do.
What's easy to do on that is to do the least important things first, instead of eating the frog and like knocking out the hardest thing first, or the worst thing first, or the most important thing first. That, you know, what is that one thing that if you got done that and only that, that the rest of your day could feel complete.
Absolutely. You know, I think that it's about identifying what that one thing is for whatever the goal is that you've got. In the business world, more often than not, it is some sort of proactive behavior to bring more business into the door and more opportunity. And in our world, we would call that lead generate.
Okay, so let's talk real quick, because sometimes people feel stuck in the mud. Okay, they feel like they just can't get anything going, can't get any momentum. How do you get that momentum when, you know, like, just to say you've been knocked down and you're trying to get up, but you just feel like another thing just keeps knocking you back down?
Well, Doug, that's a great question. And so sometimes, you know, we've been punched in the gut so many times that we just want to go and crawl into a hole and not do anything. And that's not going to give us the positive results that we're looking for in the attainment of our goal. And so really, I think it's the first thing is getting in the right mindset. And the highest level of energy that we can put ourselves in is gratitude. So it's just simply getting ourselves into gratitude on a regular basis. And by doing that, that gives us the confidence to actually get into action.
That is so true. Somebody had once told me, you need a gratitude adjustment.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to steal that one day. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, what's interesting, I know sometimes when I'm in that state, and I think we all get in that state sometimes, and when I'm in that state and I just can't get out of the mud, I have to make myself take enough action to have some small victories.
Right.
Because those small victories then give me the confidence, and that confidence leads to results.
You're right. It breeds the results. Exactly right. So, you know, once you've got the gratitude, then it's about getting into that massive action. And by getting into that action, that's what yields more confidence. I mean, it just radiates, and then it's infectious, and people gravitate towards that confidence, and it creates the conversion rates, or the results happen just almost effortlessly at that point, to be quite honest. But that really is kind of the what creates the momentum there. You know, that's why I would think that it's about getting into massive action early on over a short time frame to go ahead and create that.
I like that. And once we've done that, okay, and we're trying to do that, but to keep yourself from falling back into old patterns, because that could happen for anybody. You know, it could be, you know, that now all of a sudden that New Year's resolution has gone away and you're not working out anymore, or whatever that goal was, all of a sudden is a little bit less important. What do you do to make sure that you know, I know this feeds into phase three, what do you do to make sure that you can continue that action?
Yeah, you're leading right into that phase three of accountability. And you're exactly right. There's a research study that shows that on average, it takes 66 days to build a habit, not 21, 66 days to build a habit. And in order to build a habit, it's about creating discipline around that activity until it becomes habitual in nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really about creating awareness about, are you doing that activity on a regular basis? And, you know, I'd wager that 80% of performance is accountability in the form of an awareness. And, you know, another formula that was given to me is performance is really nothing more than potential minus distraction. And by holding yourself accountable, it really allows you to focus on that potential leading to your performance.
Right.
Well, okay, so let's talk about some forms of accountability for a minute, because, you know, there's accountability that's external. And as a sales mm-hmm. manager, you probably help create some accountability like that. You know, some people will have a coach. Mm-hmm. I personally have a coach that creates some accountability for me, and I have certain deliverables that I have to send to them. You know, some people it's a boss, some people it's a spouse. But then there's also that personal accountability to yourself that can you, I call it building fences around myself to protect me from myself.
I agree.
And it's been as simple as deleting certain apps off my phone
yeah.
that might be a distraction or all kinds of things. What are things that you guys see out there that could apply to this, like where you created accountability?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it starts with the personal accountability. And I would actually have to say that the first thing is being accepting of accountability. I think that the vast majority mm-hmm. of individuals
that I see...
They don't want it. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. I don't want to look in the mirror.
Right. We live our lives for so long blaming somebody else for where we are. And it's just we're responsible for all of our experiences in life.
Absolutely.
And John, do you have any examples of people that you've coached that have worked in your organization that have applied these three phases of success, which were setting the specific goals? Phase two was creating massive action, and phase three was accountability. Anybody that you've watched really take these three phases and implement them extremely well?
Well, fortunately, I've had an opportunity to see a number of individuals really maximize their potential and realize it. The individual who's coming to mind most readily as you ask the question is actually an individual, Stephanie Theobald, who happens to be one of the leading realtors in our area. And over the last 3 or 4 years, while the market has been going down, her business has gone from $4 million in production to $22 million in production, in essence seeing a 500% increase in her business.
Yeah, and that didn't happen all in 1 year. I mean, it's happened year by year that she set those goals. She's committed to them. She's taken massive action, and she had to have some accountability in there, too.
Well, I was just going to ask John what makes her stand out of everybody. If that's the person that comes to mind, there's something she's doing.
Well, I think she really understands that success is sequential, and mm-hmm. it's about mastering one thing and then going on to the next. And in mastery, it's about implementation. It's about putting it into mm-hmm. action. And if I were to go ahead and refine it to be very simple, it's a matter of high level of implementation.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Great information. John, I'm very happy you came in today. I think that everybody's going to glean a lot from this interview, that this is something we can all learn from.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we know these steps, like none of these steps are groundbreaking in the sense that we've heard them before, but we don't all implement them perfectly every day, and we need to hear them over and over and over to get the best out of ourselves. We only have one life, and we have to make this the best life that we can create, you know, whatever success looks like for each of us. So if anybody wants to get in contact with John Sprague from Keller Williams, I'm going to put his information on our website at doughaldeman.com, doughaldeman.com, or you can always text us on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG, 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. John, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Doug. I appreciate it.
So just a reminder for you, you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show next week at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.